And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views, our final segment talking about roads and road projects in Tuolumne County. We have a panel of guests from the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency, Kim McFarland, the Assistant Director of Public Works, Tanya Sanguinetti, who is the Engineering Manager, and Mike Cognetti, a road superintendent. Tanya Sanguinetti, I'll pose the next question to you. You know, speed limits in Tuolumne County, how are those, placed, and are they looked at periodically?
They are very challenging for us in the road operations because we have a lot of complaints saying people are driving too fast through our neighborhood, and sometimes there isn't regulated signs. And so when we do get that complaint, we would have to perform a speed study. And what ends up happening is, based on the California Vehicle Code, we have to take the 85th percentile of the people that are actually traveling that speed, and that becomes the posted speed limit for enforcement to regulate. In other areas that we have performed this in Tuolumne County and had a speed survey, that's where we have that posted speed limit that can be enforced. Now, we do try and help those general public understanding that we know if they are speeding in that area and you're just trying to get them to slow down. There's other traffic calming measures that we can do. We can also throw up our radar sign, which then tells people how fast they're going, to help kind of slow those people not abiding by the law, or speeders, to slow down, especially in areas where our children play. You know, we're a very rural area, and our main streets are the areas that our children play. And so it can be misconceiving that, you know, just because we perform this, it's going to make it go down to 25, what you want, but that's not necessarily the case, because the majority of the traveling public's going 35, or, you know, in some areas they could be going 50, because prima facie law is 55 in the state of California, unless you're on a divided highway, and then it's 65.
Kim McFarland, anything to add on that topic?
I was just going to say, from the few studies that I've seen, it's almost always going to result in a higher speed limit, unfortunately. So it's just something to keep in mind. And then that speed limit becomes the enforceable speed limit. So you might have started off with 45 through your past your house. You've asked for a speed study, and now it's 50. That's the enforceable speed limit.
Interesting. And Tanya Sanguinetti, we talked also about road projects during the earlier segments. You know, how expensive are road projects? Like a typical overlay, like if you're going to do a mile, is there a figure that's out there?
Yeah, there's different agencies in different states will post kind of their results of how much their projects cost. But if we were to do just a general overlay, putting a thin lift, that can range from $200,000 to $400,000 per mile. Our chip seal, I believe, which is just more of a surface treatment, which you can still get longevity out of the pavement, it ranges in between $85,000 and $100,000 per mile.
Mike Cognetti, with the roads, do you get issues with trees getting left along the side of the road that creates some issues?
Yes, we do. Just homeowners and other agencies, whatever type of vegetation management system that's going on that is outside of, you know, our control, that we don't do actually, it impacts our ditches. And especially if we just did some major ditching on a roadway that hadn't been ditched in several years, and then we come back in the winter because of flooding. It's because people rake their leaves down or trim their trees and just throw it out into the ditch. That hampers us. It takes up a lot of our time during the winter unplugging all these plug culverts and block drainage ditches. So I'd highly, you know, just we have plenty of places to take this kind of stuff. And then there's burn days that you can be notified by this radio station. And
absolutely.
It can be, if they just take care of it themselves before we have to get calls in the middle of winters on plug ditches and stuff, it's very beneficial if they handle it in the first place.
So definitely don't rake your leaves into those ditches. Say like an outside agency is doing some work, you know, and they've left trees on your property that weren't necessarily ones that you were taking down. You know, what's the best thing to do in that situation?
The CAO?
I think if you just called the county, Public Works, and we can direct that call to the right place, because it is the county administrative office that oversees some of these PG&E contracts, and we can see who is responsible.
Mm-hmm. If those ditches do get clogged, you know, what are the typical things that happen? What kind of damage do you see?
We just see roadside flooding, roadway flooding, where it floods all the way across the road. And we have to, you know, come out and put up signs so people don't drive through it. Because once the road starts flooding, you don't know the edges of the road and you're not aware of where exactly you're at. And it can be very dangerous.
Yeah, I assume most residents of Tuolumne County had their fill of flooding this past winter. So we could avoid seeing that as would be a good thing.
Yes, it would.
You know, we are nearing the end of today's show. We have a few minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I think I'll go around the table one more time to see if there's anything else that's worth noting and to end with on today's show. So I'll start first with Kim McFarland, who is the Assistant Public Works Director.
I was just going to say, you know, in the near future, we really hope to hold public workshops. Supervisor Rotifer has asked for these, and we'll be looking into how we can conduct these, maybe in the board chamber, where we can get residents to provide more input on the projects that we are doing in the future. But in the meantime, you can always give us your input directly, and we do have all our contacts on the Tuolumne County website. And I would just say, too, that our goal at Public Works is really to provide the best customer service with the resources we have available.
Very good. And Tanya Sanguinetti, closing thoughts today?
Just to kind of touch on what Kim's saying, if any of those constituents have any questions about our current projects, we do have them listed on our website under the Engineering Capital Projects. There's a brief summary and about the project itself, its purpose and need, and the actual costs, as well as we've developed a whole nother website working with our GIS group talking about all of our SB1 projects and where those are located, and they can kind of see kind of on a graphical map to locate those projects.
And then all projects as well, final approval, they can go to the supervisors meeting, I assume, and weigh in at that time too?
Exactly, yes.
And Mike Cognetti, any final comments today?
Yeah, I would like to add the fact, you know, working in the roads, the cone zone, we've all heard about it before. I just like to tell people to please stay alert and be aware of your surroundings. And also pay close attention to signs, work zone flaggers. And my final thing is people need to stay off their phones when they're driving. It's just a big hazard to everybody. And I see it all over in it. Very heartbreaking.
Good advice. Yeah, and against the law as well. So, and we want to thank everybody for coming in. We've had a wide-ranging conversation talking about the roads and projects in Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host, joined this weekend by Kim McFarland, Assistant Director of Public Works, Tanya Sanguinetti, Engineering Manager, and Mike Cognetti, the Road Superintendent. We'll be back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.